Tolstoy said that happy families are all alike, and every unhappy family is unhappy in its own way. Can you guess which makes for a better story? I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews two memoirs that prove the point. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Even though I'm a memoirist myself, or maybe because of it, I tend to be a pretty critical reader of the genre. I don't like a lot more books than I do. But Wild Game by Adrienne Brodeur really knocked my socks off. One summer night on Cape Cod, Brodeur's mother raced into her daughter's bedroom to tell her a secret. She had just been kissed by her husband's lifelong best friend, a man named Ben who comes to dinner with his wife almost every weekend. The author is only 14, and she is confused. It seems like her mother should have slapped him, but instead she is bursting with happiness and plans. She says she'll need her daughter's help to keep the affair a secret, and of course, she cannot tell anyone. "Promise me that, Rennie," she says. "You must take the secret to your grave." Brodeur's mother, Malabar Brewster, was a food columnist for the Boston Globe, and Wild Game was originally supposed to be the title of a cookbook she was working on with her husband Charles and their best friends, Ben and Lily. Ben was a hunter. Malabar was a cook. Charles and Lily were involved as tasters, or actually as pathetic dupes, since the entire purpose of the project was to give the lovers a way to carry on in plain sight. The cruelty of involving her daughter in this scheme was never clear to Malabar. Instead, she would regularly say things like, "Don't ever leave me," and "Remember, we are two halves of one whole." When the author pinpoints that scene in her bedroom as the beginning of the rest of her life, she is not exaggerating. Her involvement in the affair became the controlling factor of her existence, warping every relationship and decision up to her first marriage, a nearly gothic plot development which blows the whole situation sky high. Somehow managing to be both elegant and trashy at the same time, this electrifying memoir will hold you captive until the last sentence. Like Adrienne Brodeur, Robert Anthony Siegel, whose memoir is called Criminals, My Family's Life on Both Sides of the Law, had a parent who was morally challenged, mesmerizing, and larger than life. As kids growing up in New York, the author and his siblings thought their lawyer dad was the coolest guy in town, representing counterculture clients, radicals, even Hell's Angels. In the winter of 1972, the entire family went to Rome with a marijuana dealer named Basil. But over time, Siegel began to understand that the situation was less glamorous than he thought, particularly when his father went to prison. Food is almost as important in this book as in Wild Game, but for a different reason. "We spent a lot of time discussing my father's weight," writes Siegel, "usually over dinner. These dinners are always in restaurants because home was too depressing, and we tended to be a little nicer to each other in public." In my favorite chapter, the author who speaks Japanese takes a job guiding tour buses. The fact that he knows nothing at all about the city and is just making it up as he goes along doesn't stop him from being a huge success with the Japanese tourists. Moody, often funny, evocative of New York in the late 70s and 80s, Criminals is a book for readers who appreciate a great sentence. The writing is excellent.
The books are Wild Game by Adrienne Brodeur and Criminals by Robert Anthony Siegel. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.